This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
So my wrap story in the week, as we were talking about Donald Trump and things that he does and something he did that didn't work out maybe as he expected, is he has stacked the Supreme Court with people from the right, with conservatives. But in a 6-3 decision, the court has ruled that LGBTI plus people have rights, that workers can be protected on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. So it's the first time that LGBTI people actually have workplace protections across the country. And it's certainly been a bit of a surprise to Donald Trump. I think he's wondering, like, who have I put on the Supreme Court now? It's a good decision, and who knows what will happen next.
What he was trying to, this has been part of his anti-trans narrative. So they were trying to change the definition of the word sex in the Act from the broader definition being sexual orientation and gender identity to just biological sex, male, female, and really cut out trans people. That was the really big change in this. And it is tremendously positive that the Supreme Court did not back that interpretation, because as you mentioned, the court, they have a very political court system over there, and it is swayed on the conservative side. But even conservatives, if you like, what we would say, cross the floor to vote so that this change didn't go through. I've been seeing, keeping an eye on this story out of, the story is actually from Canada, but it's about an Egyptian LGBTI activist. You have probably seen the photo of Sarah Hegesy, who was at a concert in Egypt, and she was displaying a rainbow flag. One of the artists on stage was LGBT, and she's proudly there displaying the rainbow flag. The photo went viral. There was about 50-odd people in there with rainbow flags, but however, because of this virality, they were all arrested. She suffered tremendous pain in prison. They were imprisoned and tortured. As soon as she was able to get out, she got out of the country and went to Canada. She's been a great loss. And there has been an outpouring, an international outpouring indeed. There have been candlelight vigils across the world, in UK, in Berlin, in Beirut, and in the United States. So we send our best wishes to her family, and we hope that the activists in Egypt continue the fight.
Yeah, and if you're affected by that story, of course, have a look at the Joy support pages, joy.org.au/support, and remember that Beyond Blue and Lifeline is out there 24 hours a day.
Okay, so we flighted as part of the world. More than 100 people took place in the Shanghai 8th annual Pride Run on Sunday, one of a series of events over 9 days in China's financial hub to raise public awareness for the LGBTQI community, waving banners with rainbows on them and sticking temporary rainbow tattoos on their cheeks. Participants run two routes through the city center, ranging from 6 to 12 kilometers. I personally couldn't run 6 to 12 kilometers with temporary tattoos on my face. So I'm pretty sure that it's going to melt pretty quickly. But I really feel like they have the, like, really strong courage to, they're so courageous to do this in this political climate in China, where they have been kind of been taking down a lot of LGBTQI content online, and they have been multiple accusations of, like, against people who produce those content online. So I always believe in the fact that, like, queer people have always been resilient in the way in what they do. And I think that this is the one way how they can get around the legislations in China.
So they have announced this is happening, and it's happened before. What's the risk? Could they be arrested for doing this?
Well, I mean, like, you can't make it too political. So it is a similar situation with what happened in Singapore. So you can definitely appreciate, like, you can definitely celebrate, but you can't really pinpoint what's going wrong in the system that makes only 100 people came out, or what's wrong in the system that kind of put them into a social injustice. So you really can't talk too much about that. So, but you can celebrate, you can run.
And I think it's about how things like Pink Dot that we were hearing about in Singapore, or what might be happening here in China, it's not just about sending a message out. It's about building solidarity. It's about building strength and resilience in community. And even if you're not a runner or a jogger, I can still see that this is actually really important.
I probably need a scooter. I probably need a tiny little scooter and so that I can survive through the whole 6 kilometers.
an electric bike? Would an electric bike be okay? Could you be supported in doing... There must be different ways in which you could do the 6 kilometers. Yeah. I quite agree.
It's another way of showing your pride, and that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.